not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this are you called, that you may inherit a blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday, I was trying to come up with the connection between today's Mass and Our Lady, because today is the 13th of July, and the commemoration of the third apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima, and I wanted some connection in the sermon between that and the Epistle and Gospel. The Epistle and the Gospel of today's Mass are both talking about how we need to show kindness to others and deal with their faults in a charitable way. And this made me think of the kindness and patience with which Our Lady and Our Lord dealt with Judas, the traitor. Judas was attracted to Our Lord by his forceful doctrines and was filled with the same good intentions which moved others. He was so drawn by these motives that he asked Our Lord to be admitted among his disciples. Our Savior, of course, not wishing to send anyone away, received him kindly. In the beginning, Judas merited special favors and thus moved up the ranks of the disciples until he was permitted as one of the 12 apostles. Our Lord loved the soul of Judas according to its present state of grace and because of the good works he was doing at that time. It is said that Judas had good reasoning and other natural qualities. Because of these, many of the apostles actually looked up to him. Our Lady also saw the original good in Judas and was always kind to him on account of this, though it was revealed to her the unfortunate way he would end his apostolate. Our Lady knew from the beginning that Judas was the one, that Judas was one, that needed to be treated in a kind and a gentle way, as harsh words or strong rebukes would lead him down the wrong path very quickly. So she took extra care to be kind to Judas, so much so that he didn't doubt that she loved him more than the other apostles. In the beginning, when the apostles would argue as to who was the greater, Judas would console himself that at least he was Mary's favorite. Over time, Judas started noticing defects in the other apostles and not having the humility to realize that he had faults as well. He allowed the beam to grow in his own eye while watching critically the splinters in the eyes of others, to use the analogy that our Lord made in the Gospels. He started complaining of the little faults of others, trying to correct their imperfections while he was committing much worse things himself. He singled out St. John as the worst offender, probably because he had more humility than the rest, and this was a virtue that Judas had least of all. Up to this point, Judas had only committed venial sins against charity, but they were opening the way for something greater. His fervor and devotion soon grew cold, and he began to look upon the apostles and even Our Blessed Lady with disgust. Our Lady, of course, noticed this growth in Judas and did what she could to get his heart to turn, which worked for a short time, but eventually he gave in again to his pride. And through this, the devil was able to steer him away from our Lord and his Blessed Mother. Judas now either simply denied his sins or gave some reason for his conduct, thinking perhaps that he could deceive our Lord and our Lady. Thus he lost interior reverence for our Blessed Mother and despised her gentle words and reasoning. By this rejecting the kindness and intercessions of Holy Mary, he closed to himself the gates of mercy and the means of his salvation. His disgust with Our Lady soon brought him to be dissatisfied with the doctrines of Our Lord, and he looked upon the life of an apostle as altogether too burdensome. Divine Providence didn't abandon him immediately, though, but continued to send him graces, though they were more common and ordinary. However, these would have been sufficient for him to change his present state and return to the favor of God. Along with this, Our Lady continued to do what she could, trying to urge Judas to repentance, even offering to do penance for him if he would consent to be sorry for his sins. Keep in mind that Our Lady did all of these things for Judas, knowing full well what would happen in the end, that he would reject all of these graces and helps and die unrepentant. It was quite an admirable example of charity which Our Lord and Our Lady showed towards Judas, and it should make us realize how much they will do for us. They never changed in their external interactions with Judas, still showing him all the kindness as when he first joined the group. This is seen by the fact that all of the apostles were troubled when Our Lord said that one of them would betray him. None of them, except maybe St. John, suspected that Judas would be the one to do that evil deed. So well did Our Lord and His Blessed Mother hide this information from the rest. Thus we see that Our Lord and Our Lady were living out the teachings of the epistles and the gospels. In the epistle for today's Mass, St. Peter tells us not to render evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this are you called, that you may inherit a blessing. When Judas rejected them, Our Lord and Our Lady, they never left off trying to help him. Our Lord's actions in the Garden of Olives shows this. He showed that he was still trying to bring Judas back. In the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord is recorded as saying, "Whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." And after this he says, "Whosoever shall be angry with his brother will also be in danger of the judgment." This is because, as we saw in the history of Judas, one thing quickly leads to the next. Judas at the beginning was not planning on betraying our Lord. He would have been astonished if someone had hinted that that would be how his story ended. Yet, little by little, he permitted himself to fall farther and farther until his anger with our Lord turned into the killing of our Lord. If we don't check our own little faults at the beginning, then they easily grow bigger. But for Judas, what was his defect? Where did his fall begin? Well, it was with the rejection of Our Lady and her kind and motherly help. Our Lady is the shortest and the quickest way to heaven. If we wish to not end up like Judas, then we must follow the example of the apostle which Our Lady did truly love, St. John, in his humility, and especially his devotion to Our Lady. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.